This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Volatility should be expected as long as COVID-19 makes its way through the economy. That according to Peter Vitaliano, chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation, in a recent Dairy Defined podcast.
Prices are what they are based on supply and demand. There's no such thing as too high or too low objectively. It's a question from your point of view. If you're selling a product, no price is too high. If you're buying a product, in a sense, no price is too low. Dairy is notoriously what's called price inelastic, where you have small changes in demand or supply can have large price movements. And we've seen over the last several months an unprecedented series of major changes in both supply and demand that have whipsawed prices both down and up and now heading back down again. Just obeying the laws of supply and demand. At the beginning of the pandemic, we had a sudden loss of a lot of dairy demand, particularly from food service, as people shifted away from going out to restaurants and basically shopping more at supermarkets and eating at home. But the increase in retail sales did not overcome the loss of food service sales. Prices dropped. It happened at a time when dairy farmers were expanding their production of milk. So it was a tough situation there in terms of milk prices. Very quickly, cooperatives and farmers responded to significantly reduced production. At the same time, the federal government stepped in with large-scale purchases of dairy products, shrinking the supply side, expanding the demand side. Gradually, some food service recovery started into that process, and prices just went in the other direction. Now that we're seeing the second wave of COVID, it's starting to affect food service again. And, you know, the government purchases are continuing, but not with that same initial rush. And farmers are starting to expand production as some of those supply measures are coming off. So the bottom line is we have seen almost in many cases record high monthly increases, monthly high record decreases in a number of the major pricing categories. For products, cheese has been the main product that has seen extremes of pricing. In federal order components, it's been protein. For federal order class prices, it's been class 3. And for dairy farmers' prices, it's been a USDA measure called the all milk price that we've been tracking. All of those measures have shown record drops and record increases in recent months. So it has been indeed a roller coaster into admittedly overuse an analogy that often is applied to prices.
Comments from Peter Vitaliano, the chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation, on a recent Dairy Defined podcast that you can listen to in its entirety at nmpf.org. And he says the roller coaster ride of dairy prices continues with really no end in sight.
So we went from a decent looking price outlook at the beginning of this year to a dismal one that hit rock bottom for producers in April and May to an extreme high of milk prices in June and July, affected somewhat by the negative PPD situation. But there were farmers who received those higher prices through their cooperatives and dairy processors that depooled during that time. And now it looks like we're heading for another down cycle, again, driven by a significant erosion through the end of the year, according to the futures markets, in the price of cheese. We are getting a crash course in how supply and demand works in the dairy industry this year, for sure.
Again, Peter Vitaliano, chief economist with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Well, the growing season is rapidly coming to an end, and record high corn yields expected in a number of states across the country. Coming up tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus with the University of Illinois, will have his feed outlook for 2020. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.